Welcome to You, Me, Them, everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. This, dear friends, future not enemies, is a talk show. This is a talk show. We talk about things on a talk show. It's going to be a fantastic time, and I would like to thank each and every one of you for coming to the beautiful Wonderland Ballroom. You made it. You've made it to Columbia Heights on a Friday night. Congratulations. Put your hands together. The best part about waking up is Folgers in your cup. I've been working at a job that I don't love because I am a human being. I'm working at a job that I'm working at because I need to pay rent. I'm not happy with the job, but I'm not angry with the job. I understand what the job entails. We're in an urban center. We're in a city, some might say. And cities, like Washington, D.C., have neighborhood festivals. I am working on one of those neighborhood festivals. It is an art festival. That sounds exciting. We're going to get to see art. It's not exciting. Here's why. It's done by committee. And like all great art, a very large committee of people 80 and or older gets to judge everything. So it's going to be fantastic. We got a guy that's 90 that's had 5 facelifts. How can I count the facelifts? Because the area of his scalp where it's been tucked back won't grow hair back, and you could count the lines for every 5 years. It's time for another facelift. It's beautiful. So you know it's going to be that kind of good art festival. I was brought on to curate the art festival. I didn't get to curate the art festival. I got to submit all my favorite artists in the Washington, D.C. area. They're fantastic artists here. Not one of them were approved. Why? Because they were all considered gang art. When I say gang art, I mean that it wasn't family friendly. When I say not family friendly, I mean the 85-year-old doesn't like it. So it's that kind of office. And that's okay. Like, I've accepted that that's just how it is. Because you know what? There's also music at this art festival, and I got to pick the music. So I was like, okay, cool. If I can't get my artist friends some jobs, I can get my musician friends some jobs. I submitted 10 amazing bands, and 0 were approved. And I get that. I get that you don't possibly like family-friendly art that even museums curate. No, we can't have any of that. I don't even know what's being played because I was asked yesterday, who's Perry? Who is Perry? What band has Perry in the title? Well, let's think about that. No one. Actually, that's not true. There's a band. It's called The Band Perry, and they're a country band. They've been around for 6 years. They've won a lot of Nashville-type awards. Is it them? Is that who you're talking about, 50-year-old white lady? No, it's not that band. Okay. Are you thinking of Rick Perry? Do you want to shoot gays? Is that it? No, it's not that. Okay. Well, I'm very disappointed in you, Brandon. That's my name. You don't know who this band is, and I've given you one word. So how could you possibly help out with this art festival? 2 hours later, I found out it wasn't Perry. It was Petty. She was thinking of Tom Petty. Okay, Tom Petty. Tom Petty's not bad. Tom Petty's actually fantastic. Here's the interesting point. She didn't know who Tom Petty is. Not the person or the music of Tom Petty. This is a 50-year-old white woman who's lived in America all 50 years, who has a job, who has a car, who drinks alcohol, which means she's been in bars. Never once has she heard a Tom Petty song. How? How do you go through your whole life not knowing who Tom Petty? That's a brilliant type of ignorance that I want washed upon me. How could you ever be sad if you don't even realize this is Tom Petty being played? And this is not a judgment on Tom Petty. Tom Petty is fantastic. Both his solo output and his group output, The Heartbreakers. No! Tom Petty's amazing. How do you... You've never thought what's being played ever? Not once as you... Well, that's a good chord. I'd like to hear that. No, never? Tom Petty's in my DNA. I could probably name 50 Tom Petty songs, and I don't own one Tom Petty recording. You know why? Because I'm from America. Never forget that, motherfuckers. This is Tom Petty land. Oh, I'm gonna tell Peter's joke really quick. Why do all these Europeans keep commemorating November 9th? It's a thinker. See? There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's gonna be that kind of show tonight. We have fantastic guests for you tonight. We have Amy Sedman from Speakeasy DC. We have Tim Messenger, and we have music from America Hearts. Peter, Nathan, take it away. I don't know what you're going to possibly do.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening to the show. I really appreciate it. I'm butting in to let you know that I write a weekly column for this website called Brightest Young Things. The name of the column is called Behind the Desk, and it's pretty much whatever is applicable to this talk show or talk shows in general, things that I find fascinating. It goes up once a week at brightestyoungthings.com, and you can find every column at youmethemeverybody.com. So if you haven't been to the website in a while, that's an excuse to go. Once again, it's called Behind the Desk. It's a weekly column I write, and I'd really appreciate it if you gave it a glance. Thanks for listening, and back to the show. Yeah, wasn't that great? I'm actually beginning to like this duo. That's shocking to me. Peter is a producer of the show as well as a musician when we need somebody. So, Peter, earlier this evening you were telling me how the show needs to get better.
Okay, look, I just have like a list. I'm always coming up with improvements, you know. First of all, talk into a T-shirt. I think that's an improvement.
Talk into a T-shirt? Okay.
You should have a T-shirt on your microphone.
I should have a T-shirt.
Yep. That's going to work well on the podcast.
Yeah, it's a very visual joke. Good job.
I'm going to know what that is. The thing is, dude, do you like read the New York Times?
Yes, I read the New York Times. Okay. I'm in Washington, D.C. It's legal. You have to read the New York Times.
That's legal here, unfortunately, unlike other parts of the world.
I can't form a fucking sentence tonight. I'm sorry, listener.
True. But they recently did a piece on cracked.com. Do you guys know that website? Cracked.com. Okay, well, it's a website that basically just does lists. And they figured out that, like, scientifically, like, lists are, like, the best internet form of journalism, like, possible. It's science. Science. Science fact. Look it up in the New York Times.
Did you say it's Science Times?
Science. In the Science Times as well. It's published.
Okay. Okay. Fantastic.
Papers. And the fact is that, like, lists, particularly top five lists, make you, like, fulfill, like, a moment of tension where, like, you're, like, number one. Okay, I'm ready to go on this journey. I'm going to go from number one to whatever you said was at the end.
You go on journeys whenever you look at lists?
The internet is a journey. I mean, life is a journey.
Okay, so you think that this talk show should possibly start doing lists?
Correct. So here I came up with some lists that I think...
Do you realize why this is already a bad idea?
Yes.
Okay, continue.
Okay. So number one, you should think about... I came up with five lists for you to think about. Okay.
Is this the top five lists?
I mean, I don't know. I guess we could make it the top five lists that we could... Okay, so number one, I think, would be a list of funny slang terms that the kids use on Twitter.
A list of fun... I don't know any of those terms.
Dude, check it out.
Like, stop saying, dude, check it out. You're an adult.
All right, first one...
Wait, don't you start from the bottom and go up?
No, I'm just going to name... These aren't in a list.
Oh, okay.
This is just like a random consortium of...
God forbid.
Of acronyms. BFG.
I don't know what that means.
Big Friendly Giant.
Okay.
Number two... no, wait. These aren't numbered. PTSDTF.
Post-traumatic stress disorder...
Down to fuck.
Okay, that's okay. Good. I like that one, actually.
Anyway, so that's that list. So you could also do...
You only did two?!
I told you that wasn't a list.
Oh, okay, sorry.
This is number two on the list. Germs that sound like food.
This is stupid.
Streptococcus.
You just added cock to strep.
You could add cock, actually, technically you could add cock to anything and make it a germ.
Really? You didn't?
No, nope, okay. Not good enough. Papilloma, hepatitis, these are all germs that sound
hepatitis
like food.
Hepatitis is just... Okay, that's stupid.
Number three, you could do a political list, like maybe...
Political list?
Yeah, like a political. This is like a political type of town, right? So you do like a political list.
Oh, I get where you're going on this.
Best boobs in Congress.
Best boobs in Congress?
Yeah. That just...
Wait, that got a drum beat? That's stupid.
I said boobs.
He did say boobs.
Boobs. Thank you. Number four, you could do like best T-shirt slogans that... prove that you're an asshole. Like
any t-shirt slogan ever?
Yes, but also like I'm thinking like better late than pregnant, or I just took a boner pill. That's another good one.
Wait, how is boner spelled?
A-R.
Okay.
A-R. And,
what?
And I actually...
Are we done yet?
I actually didn't come up with a fifth one, so yeah, we're done.
You only came... Okay, whatever. Well, we're never going to do any of those things. Our first guest of the evening is part of the Washington, D.C. art scene. Arch? She's part of the Golden Arches scene. Figure that one out, listener at home. She's part of Speakeasy DC, which is a storytelling series in Washington, D.C. Please put your hands together, everybody, for Amy Sedman, everybody. Amy Sedman. Amy.
Brandon.
Are you regretting saying yes to doing this show?
Never. No.
You just got up here. Okay, you're part of Speakeasy DC.
Yes.
For those at home listening in earbuds, what is Speakeasy DC?
Are people listening?
Not in here. Fuck this room. No, this room's already a lost cause. We're talking to the 14-year-old kid in Des Moines, Iowa right now.
Oh, there's a podcast with this.
Yeah, we're recording this.
All right.
Sorry.
Thanks for doing the research.
That was my bad, actually. I should have told her that. Sorry about that, dude. Sorry.
I'll refrain from my deepest, darkest secrets. So the question was, what is Speakeasy?
What is Speakeasy DC?
Has anybody been to a show of Speakeasy DC? Awesome. Two. All right, so does anybody know what the moth is? All right, so if you know what the moth is, that's what we do. So Speakeasy DC, it's basically a bunch of shows every year where people get up and they tell true stories from their lives. So we give a true stories. Yes. Who said that?
Okay. So, okay, stop really quick, Amy. Why would anyone scream true story?
I don't know. Should we find out?
No. You should avoid it at all cost. You were saying people tell true stories.
That's it.
Okay,
and
fantastic.
A theme. Like the one coming up, the theme is Till Death Do Us Part, stories about marriage and divorce.
I recommended that today. Did you see that?
No, but thank you.
I did that for you.
Thank you.
Why? What made you interested in doing this? Because to me, this sounds like free therapy. Is this free therapy?
It's not free therapy. No. In fact, there's no crying in storytelling. That's a motto we have.
Really? That's one of your mottos? No crying?
It is. No crying.
Why?
Well, a couple reasons. One is that it's awkward. It means it is a little bit too close to therapy.
Okay.
And it's manipulative.
Do you think if I cried, it would help the show?
Actually, it might.
There we
it
go.
It might.
I'll just think of Tom Petty and I'll instantly tear up. What's the hardest type of story to tell well?
Oh, I'm stumped. Okay. I don't know.
Is it a... Well, at Speakeasy, what do you think is the most difficult story to tell? Something very personal, something
All right.
very vague?
I'll go with a hard story to tell is something that is emotionally close to you, or a little bit difficult, or even a lot bit difficult. So the challenge with that is to make it something that other people want to hear.
Okay.
And to lighten it up with some humor. So I've actually heard people tell stories about being sexually assaulted that have been funny, oddly, but eventually they get to the hard part, and then it's really serious. But they make it work.
Yes. I'm trying my best not to jump in and say anything very lewd in that paragraph.
I know.
It's very difficult.
That was a okay. setup.
What made you want to do this?
I don't know. Well, you know, but when I was a kid, if you asked me what I wanted to be, I'd say Carol Burnett.
Really?
Really.
Why Carol Burnett?
I like this guy. And we have matching shirts. Are you guys together or are you single? Okay, so...
Are you dating on this podcast?
His name is Greg. Should I put on my measurements?
Do you... No, I would never ask a woman that. Greg's actually a musician. Would you ever date a musician?
Possibly, if they're a good musician.
What about middle of the road?
On the road?
Middle of the road. I'm sorry, Craig.
Below average would be tough because I'd have to pretend to like it.
Do you listen to certain music? You don't got to. You're a pretty lady. You could just say you're awful and they'll still like you. That's how it works. Okay. Do you listen to any specific music before an event? Like, do you have a psych-up playlist or something for a speakeasy event?
I don't, but that's a great idea.
Mine would just be Eminem's Kill You. Not you specifically. I just really like songs about murder.
I don't, but I like the idea.
Okay.
You want to know my new fave right this second?
Yes.
You don't have to know. Does anybody here listen to Gogol Bordello?
Of course.
Okay, awesome. They'd be good psych-up music.
Okay.
Because they're just, like, free and ridiculous and awesome.
His mustache is fantastic.
Yeah.
Do you have any storytelling nights about mustaches?
No.
Your storytelling nights are both for people that have done this before, and it's also, like, an open mic format sometimes, and you guys also teach classes.
We do.
What do you find the most enjoyable?
Performing or teaching?
Yeah.
Is that the question?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. They both have. They're both fun, actually. I get different satisfaction from different things.
What do you get from performing?
Okay, so performing, you have a semi-wrapped audience, maybe, if you're lucky. And then they react. Like, they're with you. And then if the whole crowd is laughing or the whole crowd is maybe gasping or whatever, it's awesome. I mean,
okay.
You know, it's an awesome feeling.
You know what's also fun is when you have a half of the crowd that doesn't care and you can say whatever you want. And it's just amazing.
Yeah, can I start, like, speaking ill of the people that are talking the
loudest? Yeah, that's totally fine.
Back?
Yeah, yeah.
No,
don't
shush.
This is the exact opposite to tell
he's
people
so
to be quiet.
To get laid.
Let them
that's
keep talking.
Talking.
It's even
so
better.
Much. Okay, so. And then
did you know they're all on the South Side in the Civil War? Those are all racist back there. Those people back there are all racist.
I suspected as much.
Did you
they
know
look
that?
So racist. They sound racist.
They're like super pro-slavery. Like, it's not even a joke. They're like, and you know what? It's kind of like refreshing because they're like, I don't even care what race it is. I just want slaves. Like, that's what's going on back there.
I can see that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's troubling.
See, it worked. Only half of you are crazy racists.
These, you guys are awesome. Really, the close-up ones.
See, now it's... fine. What do you get from teaching?
So teaching is... It's amazing. I don't know. It's cool because people come with just a raw bunch of ideas and it's kind of all over the map or it just can't come together. And then over time, you work with them, you ask a bunch of questions, you go here and there, and then light bulb goes off, they get this great story, and then you get to watch them. If they take it onto stage, you get to watch them shine and be get the high that I get from performing. So
okay.
It's cool.
Do you want to be teaching more or on stage more? What's your ideal situation for storytelling?
So I'm the director of Speakeasy DC, so what happens is I end up doing more of the producing and teaching, which I like them equally as much, but I kind of, I host the show every other month, I perform sometimes, but my performing keeps shrinking and shrinking because I keep, I don't know, writing grants.
But you're hosting.
So.
How could I be a better host?
You want me to... We can talk about that later.
No, now. You think I could afford one of your classes? We're doing this fucking now.
Really?
Right now. Critique
first of all,
me.
You're adorable. So, point one.
Oh, you're a liar. Next point.
The suit. I know you had a fiance and I'm like too old anyway, but cute suit. I like the suit. Right?
Don't degrade yourself.
No, but you have the fiancé, so I won't
do.
I won't flirt too hard. But you are cute, so
thank
that's
you.
Good. But I would do...
Do you like my failure beard? Sorry, that's stupid.
Is that your failure
this beard? This is a failure beard.
Okay, one thing I would recommend is to charge a little bit of money so those assholes stay downstairs.
You know what? I can't. I wanted to do that.
Even if it's just a couple bucks?
You know what, Amy? Venue won't let me.
They won't let you.
No,
all right.
I want to do that. I'm with you. Keep going.
Okay. Then they have to come shirtless. Anybody who comes up here has to, like, no. I don't know.
That's
some barrier.
Good.
Okay, forget
I wouldn't
that.
Come to any show that's shirtless. There's a reason I'm hiding layers of skin
okay,
with
a
clothing.
Hat. No, I take that all back. No, but my point So then, okay, plan B, I would say I would do something that makes them everybody respond to you. Be like, who's here for the show? Who's not? And then make them leave and be like, oh,
no, I can't do that.
We'll go downstairs then.
I can't do that. See, that's a great performer's standpoint, but not the guy that has to keep coming back here. That's the problem. I'm sure they're all very nice people. Just because they're totally on the Nazi side during World War II doesn't
okay,
make them
see,
not
you
redeemable.
You asked me for advice, but you're rejecting every
piece
of advice. What do I do now?
It's about conflict. You know what I mean? It's like you throw it back and forth. Nathan actually has a question. Does Nathan have a question?
Actually, I have a question.
You have a question. Somebody had a question. I'm sorry.
Has anyone ever been telling a story and then you realize that they're like making it up entirely? Like that they're like if like halfway through the story suddenly they were like, so in West Philadelphia, I was born and
you
raised.
You are a shitty question asker.
No, it's an excellent question.
No, but it's not.
It's a horrible question. It's a shitty question. Should I answer it?
Yes.
You're the host. Okay. So I will answer. For the most part, I think people stay true to the form, and our form is true stories. There is at least one guy that every story he comes up with, we're like, that can't be true. Like, it always involves, like, the mafia and transcontinental, like, schemes. It's fishy. And they often resemble movies that we've seen. But that's the only dude I'm really, have questioned.
That's a good answer. Because it's true. Did you ever see the movie Source Code?
No, should I?
No, I didn't see it either. I was just wondering. You think you could guess one of their names and see if it like... Huh?
I like... Dude in Red is trying.
I'm with the Dude in Red. But the guy behind the Dude in Red, I want to guess his name is Brent.
Brent?
No, Brent. Blaine? Is it Blaine?
Oh, you know that.
Hey, Amy, did you just put a microphone in front of my mouth so I can say something?
Oh, I don't know, because I didn't hear... Yeah, I did. Why did I do that?
I don't know, because I'm talking into one right now. You're not really familiar with microphones, are you?
No. It's hard.
Well, Amy, you are providing a service to Washington, D.C., and I want to thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to end this interview with a question. She ain't done. From the book of questions, Love and Sex, by Gregory Stock, you could lie. Keep that in mind. Okay. I need you to pick a number between 13 and 228.
Oh, 228.
228. That's a good number to pick. We retire the questions after we ask them.
Oh, you ripped them out. Okay.
Yeah. Do you and your partner make lifestyle choices specifically designed to set up or reduce day-to-day mutual dependencies? If so, why do you think you do so? How do you think your relationship would change if this dependence on each other became much greater or much less?
Well, that was a lot. I don't have a partner.
Brilliant. Okay, Amy, where can people find Speakeasy DC?
SpeakeasyDC.com. I have cards if you want them. Our next show, should I say it?
Yeah.
Next show that I mentioned, Stories About Marriage and Divorce, is this coming Tuesday night. We do it at Town Dance Boutique on 8th and U. It's about 250 people come, so it helps if you come a little early to get a seat. Starts at 8, opens at 6:30. Barbecue bus is there. You can get food and bring it in. And then we have two classes coming up. So if you have a desire to tell stories, you can sign up for our classes. They're really good classes.
Amy Stedman, everybody.
You, Me, Them, Everybody wants to thank you for listening and also for subscribing to us on iTunes. We can always use the extra support, though. So why don't you say something nice about us on iTunes? Go ahead, give us a 5-star rating. This type of thing helps us out a lot and doesn't cost you a dime. Thanks again for listening, and now back to the show.
Coming to the stage, he's a new DCEN. Is that a thing? He's fucking funny. That's all that matters. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Tim Messenger, everybody. Tim Messenger.
Guys, I am not a hipster. I am a hipster's hipster. I went to South by Southwest and thought all the bands sucked. Showed up in my Ray-Bans, my beanie, wearing a fucking leotard, and just started judging people. What's your name, man? Benjamin, that's a good name. Good, solid, traditional name. What do you like for music? Who's your favorite band? Tribe Called Quest? Yeah, that shit fucking sucks! Should be listening to, like, Tickle Me Pink and Tokyo Police Club. What about books? What about authors? Maybe you like a good, you know what? Don't even bother. They probably suck, too. You should be reading Nietzsche. All right, I'm going to go ride my fixed gear bike and get hit by a car. And that is my impression of a hipster, or myself after I've been drinking, which is always. All right. People call me a hipster because I have a beard, but I grew a beard for the off chance that a drunk lesbian might find it familiar and make out with me. Or get wasted, get really confused, and scissor fuck my face. I'm gonna keep going until it happens, guys. For my second impression, here's my impression of two guys in a fraternity. Hey, man, what's your penis look like? What? I don't know, man, what's your penis look like? That's a pretty sweet penis. Yeah, yours too. Let's get drunk and pretend we like chicks. Fraternities are gay. Congratulations, man. I'm not a faggot, I just crush a lot. Rest in peace, big pun. Rest in peace. My grandma thinks I'm gay because I told her I was gay. I'm just joking, we fuck all the time. That's how I do it right there. Boom. I'm not gay, but I occasionally will go to a gay bar and people find that out about me and like, oh man, you're a fucking queer. No, I'm an alcoholic. Gay bars have the best drink specials for men. It's always guys' night out. Sorry, ladies, sometimes I like to go out and have someone buy me a drink so I can feel pretty. That's where I'm going. But some people won't let it go. They're like, no, man, you go to a gay bar, that makes you gay. Really? You've all been to a Chinese food restaurant, it doesn't make you Chinese. Or does it, you silly Chinaman? Some people don't. I really like gay people because that just leaves more room in heaven for me. That's buckle up here is where it starts to get rough. All right. Last time I went to church, I was kind of taken aback. There was a lot of teenagers there, and they were really expressive. Like, they all had a lot of piercings, which makes sense because their hero Jesus had a lot of piercings. His hands, his feet, his side. Jesus was emo. Got to give it up for him. All right, here's a question. Do you think any girl has gotten blackout drunk, had sex, not remembered any of it, became pregnant, turned 14, and then been like, this must be the Son of God? And that doesn't happen? Like, just the Virgin Mary, that's the only one. Buckle up times two. Here we go. You guys remember, like, that was a long time ago, right? Zero? But you remember, like, the good old days, you know, like ancient Rome, when, like, if a woman was more into a man than the guy was into her, he could just get her pregnant, and then there was, like, a 50% chance that she would die during childbirth. This is fucking, it's what we call, I'm just saying, maybe that statistic is not true, but if it was, I know a lot of guys who would like to have lived under the rule of Caesar. My girlfriend said she was getting her period. I said, you better. And that is how we talk in our relationship. I don't know, my mom wants me to have kids, but I don't know why she wants more people on this planet that are subtly trying to ignore her. Because we got two already, all right. But it's an honor to become a grandparent because you get to spend more time with your grandkids. But we congratulate them. It's like, that doesn't make any sense. It's like, congratulations, you got pregnant when you were a teenager. And so did your whore daughter. I'm trying to be a great-great-grandma? All right. We don't know where to go with this one. I don't have a huge cock. Good. I like wearing skinny jeans and crossing my legs. Like, what am I supposed to do with a bigger penis? Have more sex? Have more of the same sex I've been having with my girlfriend for the past 3 years?
It would be different.
Like, she'll enjoy it more? Who cares? She's been with me for 3 years. I don't think she's just miraculously waiting for my dick to get bigger. Like, let me go out, get penis enlargement surgery so she'll never have anal sex with me. This doesn't seem like a good investment on my part. But it's good. Like, then I don't have to be like that drunk big dick asshole just whips out his dick every chance he gets. Like, I see enough big penises in porn. I don't want to see one face to face. Like, who's got a big penis? Well, you have, like, more sex with lots of different women. Like, how is that a good thing? Having lots of sex with different women is like having a lot of different jobs. You have no skills. Like, you're so good at having sex that no one wants to have sex with you again. Because you have multiple STDs. I don't even know how ladies can trust that a penis over 7 inches doesn't have VD. Because that dick has seen some ugly. Some ugly. Here's a question. How come they have all these pills to make a man's penis bigger, but they don't have any pills to make a woman's vagina smaller? Like, how come it's always my fault and I have to do something about this? Maybe you just have a big vagina. Every woman I've been with, huge vagina. And that is unfortunate. Now, guys, I have a small penis because I had penis reduction surgery. It's true. Before I was born, it's called genetics. It's genetics, guys. It's going to start getting weird right here. We go. So I'm in a long-term relationship, and my girlfriend and I will use, like, baby talk. I guess that's what you call it. We use, like, affectionate noises and call each other baby and stuff. And some people think that's really immature, but I just think that's because they haven't been in a long enough relationship. Because after a while, that shit is fucking necessary. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, wake up and then be like, hey, Paige, can you come back to bed and finish your oatmeal while I nuzzle my head in your lap? Thank you. It's not a conversation. Instead, I just got to be like, meow, 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 baby, come here, baby. Am I right? Before that relationship, I was dating a blind girl. Well, I guess technically we weren't really dating. I would just grab her boobs and then run away. Didn't work out. I have an elephant, but when people come over, no one wants to talk about it. Really. I scream when I poop. Every time I'm like, oh, this is amazing! It always is. I went to my first magic show, and I was blown away. Like, I wasn't expecting to be, like, so mesmerized, but I was. I was just so entranced by all the tricks they were doing. And it was just unbelievable. But I myself could never be a magician. Because after every trick, I would be like, ta-da! Who wants to fuck me? Come on, did you see that? I just did magic! The Gathering. So for my final impression, I'm going to do my impression of myself as a Pokemon arguing with Pikachu on who Ash Ketchum likes the best. Pikachu! 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 Tim Messenger! Tim Messenger, Messenger! Tim Messenger! Tim Messenger! Pikachu! 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 Tim Messenger! Tim Messenger, Messenger! Sigh. Psyduck. Stop fighting, guys! You're all my favorite! Gotta catch 'em all, Pokemon! Thank you. Good night.
Here we go. Tim Messenger, everybody. That last bit was fucking stupid. I enjoyed it, though.
Don't turn your mic off too, buddy.
All right.
Okay. Four possible album titles from your set. Scissor Fuck My Face. Buckle Up Times Two. That Dick Has Seen Some Ugly.
That Dick Has Seen Some Ugly.
And Who Wants to Fuck Me? You're new to DC. Is DC good for you, Tim?
I would say no.
How long are you going to stay here, Tim?
I'm going to be here for probably a year.
And then what?
Colorado!
Seriously?
Probably.
Why?
It's a good place.
Oh, that's fair.
A lot of more hipsters.
Yeah. Why'd you start doing comedy?
I started doing comedy because I was watching BET and thought it was horrible.
Which individuals made you think it was horrible?
Almost everyone on there. It is odd because I'm not the only person that's had that same way to comedy.
You're the only white person.
No. There's a lot of people who are like, is this comedy? I'm better than this.
So there's a lot of racists out there. All right, that's good. So you're racist.
I grew up in a racist household. Does that count?
All right. Yes. Pick a number between 13 and 200.
52, that's a number, right? This interview portion is going horribly.
Yeah, you really fucked this up. I like you, Tim. 52. Do you think you or your partner has discussed more openly with confidence the details of your sex life and your relationship?
My lady has definitely talked more.
What has she said?
What she wants to do. She's more into shit than I am. I'm like missionary. Let's get it done.
That's a good way to describe your comedy.
Thank you.
No, it's direct. It's to the point, and you're going to come. It's a good thing. I don't think it's a bad thing.
I enjoy it.
Where can people see you?
They can see me tomorrow night at the Tonic.
Don't plug that. That's going to be possibly worse than this.
What?
Besides, really? You got a bigger gig coming up.
The Quigley's Pharmacy?
No, the DC Improv.
I've got the DC Improv on October 6th.
There you go.
And Riot Act on September 13th.
Who are you at Riot Act with?
A lot of people. Probably 20 other comedians.
Are you plugging an open mic?
It's an audition set.
Okay. Well, good luck in shitty venues.
Thank you. I will need it.
I like Tim.
Thanks for the training.
Tim Messenger, everybody.
Did you know that being an intern for You, Me, Them, Everybody can earn you college credit? We're serious. You, Me, Them, Everybody is currently seeking motivated interns in D.C. and Chicago for just 10 hours of work a week. You'll get real-life, hands-on experience with video editing, booking, promotion, marketing, and creative development. Just visit us at youmeetthemeverybody.com for more info. Applicants should be at least 21 and over and not annoying, but we can kind of bend the rules on both of those. So don't delay. Email Brandon at youmeetthemeverybody.com and start earning the most exciting credit of your college career.
First of all, thanks for coming tonight. Honestly, we really, really appreciate it. We do the show here, we do it in Chicago, we do it in New York, and we're trying to grow. One of the things that we need is interns, and I'd love to be able to pay some people to do some things that we just don't have the time for, but until that comes, we have to use interns. So we've been posting on Craigslist and college message boards and all that stuff. And if you do want to intern, you completely can. We do offer college credit. But I want to bring up one of our potential interns. This is the first time any of us are going to meet him. He wrote us, I think a week ago, and he seems like a very nice man. So, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Brendan, everybody. Brendan.
Hello, good evening. Good evening, how are you?
Brendan, evening. It's very nice to meet you. What's your last name?
Yes, my last name is Brendan Spencer. I'm a sophomore at the American University, go Hoyas.
Wait. You're at American University?
Yes.
And you're a sophomore?
Yes, sophomore at American University, go Hoyas.
Okay.
I am, I major in technology, general technology.
I didn't know that was a major.
Yes, it's very futuristic. I'm very employable.
Oh, well, that's good. You're thinking about your future.
Yes, I'm originally from Paramus, New Jersey. You know, the thing about the American University is we have people from all the different races. All over the world, we have a Korean guy, we have a Pakistani guy.
Why are you talking about this?
You know, the thing is about the races, there is very little different genetically between different races. So you got to learn to be accepting.
Brendan,
at American
University. We could stop for a second.
Yes.
I didn't ask about any of this.
Yeah, at American University.
Okay, stop.
I'm in
stop.
A lot
Brendan,
of,
clubs. That's great. Why do you want to intern for this podcast?
You know, I see. You know, this is a real hot show. This is, you got a lot of heat on the show. This is a real hot show. You got a lot of heat. You're big in town. You got the big dick right now. You know, I'm coming through. You know, I'm going to help you with the podcast. You know, one thing at American University, I'm very involved on campus. You know, I'm very involved. I'm in different clubs, I'm different, you know, societies. I'm in the Glee Club. We sing all the songs. I'm in the Poetry Club, the Pep Club, the Hep Club.
Wait. The Hep Club.
The Culture Club. Yes.
What's a Hep Club?
It's where all the heppest guys just hang out. You know,
Brendan, I've never heard the term hepper.
You know, this girl, she was like, you want to come back to my dorm? I got Joan Baez records. We're going to go to a protest later. I was like, college is crazy. There's so much stuff that happens at college. I love college. And that's why I'm here.
Brendan, you don't sound or look or speak like you're 19. Or you're not in college. I don't think you're in college. How old are you?
Well, The thing is, Brandon, I've been lying to you. I've been lying to you from day one.
We met 5 minutes ago.
From 5 minutes, day one, I've been lying. I am 53 years old. And my name isn't Brendan.
What's your name?
My name is F. Maury Abraham.
Wait, your name?
Yes, I know. It's the same as the guy that played Amadeus. I fucking know. All the time with the Amadeus. Oh, yeah. By some cosmic coincidence, my name is F. Maury Abraham. I'm sorry. I don't know what to do with this fucking name. I've had it my whole life. I'm 3 years older than F. Maury Abraham. What do you want me to do? You want me to cut my dick off, huh?
Why not just go by Frank? Why use your whole name?
Because I was Maury before him, anyway.
So then why are you telling me it's
people... I've fallen on hard times, Brandon. I've fallen on hard times.
What happened, F?
The year was 2008. The stock market had just hit the shitter. I worked as an accountant at a factory that makes body bags that we sell to the U.S. Army, that they put dead people in.
So wait.
No, don't disrespect the troops like this.
You're
in America.
No, I would never.
What are you disrespecting the troops like this?
No, listen. I would just think that this would be a very good time for a body bag manufacturer. Why would the stock market hurt you guys?
The problem is I'm an accountant. And my boss, well, you know, the guys at the office, let me preface, the guys at the office, they're crazy guys. Just crazy guys. They always say, hey, fucking Amadeus, you pathetic piece of shit, you know. Come over here, you know, just Amadeus. They're like, do you know the song Rock Me Amadeus by Falco, the German guy? And I'm like, no, I don't know. I haven't heard of it. And they're like...
You really didn't know that song?
No, I haven't heard of it. But the thing is, they started to call me Cock Meat Amadeus. Cock Meat. They say, Cock Meat, you're a loser. Cock Meat, you're a faggot. Cockmeat, your wife doesn't love you. Cockmeat, like, it was terrible. So my boss, it's the height of the recession. My boss calls me up. He says, Cockmeat, we're in Donahue's office.
You worked with a guy named Donahue?
Donahue in HR.
Keep going.
And he's like, I'm with Donahue. I'm with the little Asian IT guy.
Jesus Christ, man.
What? I didn't say Oriental. I said Asian.
Okay, I'm sorry. Continue.
Anyway, so the IT guy calls me into his office. My boss calls me into his office. He's like, cock meat, sit down. I was like, what is it? What is it today? He's like, cock meat, we're not really watching a porno like we do in the office all the time.
You used to watch porno in the office all the time?
Yeah, the guys, the crazy guys, they watch the porno in the office. It's all men. We have a good time. We watch the porno in the office. We make body bags. What can I say?
You're living the American dream.
Living the American dream. He says, cock meat. Ugh. The economy just hit the shitter, cock meat. And we just bought the T90X 3000, which can do your job in half the time for $0. And his name isn't cock meat, you know? We're going to miss you around here, cock meat, but you got to go. Those are crazy guys. Some of my best friends. I miss that.
So that was in 2008.
So the computer takes my job. And that night I come home, I say, honey, I lost my job. She says, I met someone today.
Oh, no.
Lo and behold, it's T90X 3000. The computer's banging my wife out. And so do you know what it's like to think every night to lay in bed in your one-room motel room that you have been selling your plasma to keep over your head? To think of your wife's pussy being munched by some sort of circuit board? This is disgusting, disgusting stuff, Peter. This is terrible, Peter. I have nothing.
F. Murray Abraham, I'm really sorry that all those things happened, but I don't think you're appropriate for this internship.
My son, he says, you know, T90X 3000 spends more time with you. He's my eldest. He's 43.
You had a son at 10 years old?
He's 43, and you know, he says, he helps me with my algebra homework.
I said, why is your 43-year-old son doing algebra?
Listen, I just want a job on a podcast.
This isn't a job. This is an internship.
I know that the podcasting is the future, and I know that I could call my wife up one day, and I could say, listen, you whore.
Listen, I don't know your wife, but
while you're not sucking computer cock, look at what your ex-husband's doing. He's working in podcasts. Something that I can do completely without computers.
You realize that we need a computer to record the show. And
I don't realize this.
And we use it
this to... This is incredibly terrifying. You better be careful. You might get replaced by a computer.
I don't think I'm going to get replaced.
You're not very charismatic, Brandon. You might be replaced by a computer. Brandon, do you have a boyfriend, girlfriend?
I have a fiancé, yes.
A fiancé? Because, you know, the thing is, it's all right with me. You know, I thought you might have been alternative lifestyle. You know, I have nothing against the gays. My daughter is married to a gay man. She's
very
happy.
All right, that doesn't make sense.
They're very happy together. Listen, you gotta care about, you know, what are you gonna stop me out at? A grand, no benefits per episode?
You don't get paid to be an intern.
Well, you don't get paid? What are you pulling? Like 10 G's like an episode?
No, I usually lose money when
you
we
got
do
heat.
This
is a hot F.
No,
this is a hot podcast.
F, we don't make any money.
He's
really
at least top 200 podcasts in America.
No, we don't have any money.
You don't make money? What do you do for you? What do you do for your fiance? She's gonna start banging a computer. You loser.
You gotta go now. We're done. You gotta go.
Thank you for having me. Should I contact you about this?
Yeah. Contact me.
Do you want to do it the email? You want to do it on Facebook? You want to do it on Twitter?
We'll do it on email.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
I love you.
F. Murray Abraham, everybody. America Hearts are going to set up. Don't leave. Stick around. These guys are going to take it away for about 10 seconds.
Wondering who designed the artwork for this podcast? Gig Posters by Rich created the neat art for this show and a bunch of our past live shows. You can view all artwork online at gigpostersbyrich.com. Thanks for listening, and now back to the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out. Please put your hands together, everybody, for America Hearts.
By a child to find the objects of her desires, collecting shivers, collecting glows to make a state of rapture. Imagine.
Jones. Be my Jones. Be my Jones. Be my Jones. Be my Jones.
Okay, this next song is a tragedy. It's about a lost pair of socks. He got two white socks wrapped around his feet. I got two striped socks underneath these sneaks, so we don't match, but we don't fight. Though we discuss what we don't like, we're not together when we're apart. We're not together, but there's a spark, and that's our scene. That's our scene. That's our scene. Our scene. He got two left feet. Oh, when he's running for my heart, I got a front row seat into a world that's come apart. And I can't look, I can't see, I can't be happy, and I can't grieve. There's not a way. I'll wait to wake from this dream. That's our scene. That's our scene. That's our scene. That's our scene. Breaks.
scared me just the same. I brought my Bible, I got my crucifix. I dreamt of silver bullets, wish I had wooden stakes.
The answer is no. Buy their merch. Buy their merch. Buy their merch. Buy their merch. That didn't catch on at all. Thank you. You've all been fantastic. Thanks to Amy. Thanks to Tim. Buy the merchandise. Drink more. Have a wonderful night.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.